shuru na se te la shela nyen bu ja te ne chara khan de ya wor se tin zu ta se da tin zu ma da we na wa ra se da da ma da we na wa de ta ba la jang bu du pe na da te ne yidam go sa go be go se tin de che ge tin zu one jang shi jang ji se ko ran yin be jum se tin da te re ma da ta wa se te ne te ne la ke ta tin de se tin ne ma ra ba se
so it's a all a matter of really training the mind. For example, relating such with the sadhana practice, that in the sadhana practice there is a frontal visualization, self-visualization, then invoking the primordial deities of that whatever you are visualizing of the frontal and the self-visualization. And having invoked, you request them to be seated. And having requested them to be seated, then you are doing the praising offering with a chant of praise, and you at the same time do the offering. It is very much related to our ordinary lifestyle. We invite people. Having invited, you ask them to be seated at your home, and then you chat and offer meal, delicious meals. Now that very idea or concept of this ordinary life as regarded as impure thought, to train ourselves towards the pure aspect of thought, that such an invitation or supplication of the deity and visualization of the frontal and a self-visualization and offering and praise exist in order to again break through that the ordinary mind, ordinary thought of the impure thought to the pure thought.
Oh, tende si indu, te son zang, tene, tende la tene, tene sanga dorji tikba singe de ta, kebar tu pa wa te, tene pet, donna, mada ben na wa te pa, ka sha ba, ben ta nga nan zu, kasa ure, tingmen da, tene, dota toke pa, ka sha ba ma yin ba, tene, tikora ra pa, lam chene, tene, takba la pa, jurne, Chebatela sanga dorsi tipo segiore, then a tedin dola, then a zorim sceneta, segiore, then zorim tea, then a teta buki kirim tea, then a ta, then a chut hamche, ta, coralosi maduba yindu, this one that kirim teang, then a yaw gombati, the casore, tati, tila, then a uber, shamba, dobeg, sedula, then a tatu, tadentela, then a ranchi maduba, chutam. Zorimna gomne, tene tuks cheyundu, tan doona tu yung ngana zu tamal beg namdo yebadan mebaseya, takbadan chebeg ta nilege, tene chowar chebege lamsabu tenechres.
So that's where the extraordinary, the supreme quality of the Vajrayana or diamond way comes, because in the diamond way you do not reject all the perception or impure perception. You do not suppress the impure perception, but rather you use the very impure perception as a path towards the realizing the pure perception.
This is nyomongba yang khashe ge ti khwa jamne nyomongba te bena lamle che su de nyomongba de shuk chero ge go ge ba so yang khashe ge ten de khwa jam te se ge yo ma les.
And when we speak about using the impure perception as a path towards the recognizing or to realize the pure perception, there are others who think that the, again, defilement could be used again as a path to overcome the defilement. And they think that they have to develop more neurotic thought and develop more neurosis in one's mind, which is again not a correct understanding of using the impure perception to as a path to recognize, to realize the pure perception. And as such, then having understood, having explained upon the developing stage of meditation, as we talk about the creating, supplicating, invoking of the yidam, then there is in the Vajrayana path that there is accomplishing state. As explained earlier, that there is always a notion of mistaking what you have invoked as the yidam as a true, real, again, substantial. So in order to break through that, there is the accomplished stage of that very deity that you have invoked or you have visualized is no entity that is truly existing, but it is again emptiness that again dissolves into nothingness or into shunyata state to help again to break through that clinging, grasping to the fixation of such. So through this developing stage and accomplished stage of the meditation helps one to overcome to the not to get into the extreme of nihilism and not to get in the extreme of the eternalism, and that is the whole idea. And so it helps that not to fall into the extreme of eternalism or in the extreme of nihilism, but rather understand the union of the emptiness and compassion, or inseparability of the emptiness and compassion.
Oh yeah, that can answer to what you asked.
Any questions? Yes, Neil.
So, it's all the gear factors have the same structure, and they have the same purpose to break our attachment to our ordinary perception of reality through the process of meditation. Why is it traditional to do the three, to open all three of the groups, the Lama Yidam Kanto? It seems as though if you did a good job with one, it would be enough.
Kyanga hakona, digress. So soon got the lama, that's some chicken juice, the lama chicken was come digress. In the music, so go your manners.
If you strongly trust without any doubt that the lama or guru is the all three, that is sufficient. The three is not necessary. Guru can act as three, all of them. So therefore, you must do guru yoga practice. Any more questions, ladies and gentlemen? Yes.
If the yidam becomes a vehicle for breaking the fixed mind, can you talk a little bit more about if one becomes fixated on yidam itself? What antidote one would apply to that? And if it's meditation, please talk more about that, if it's a silent meditation.
So, Kirim Gombal Tene, then it begins happen on Denver to buy your son begins, but to a sidula, the Zoram Pongo. Yes, Akosoma, this chain do, then a Kali Kali, then it gets all soon ju, say I take it. Then it chayon at any call my chayon. That's all the Zoram River.
Because of that problem that there is the meditation of developing stage and the accomplishing stage. In the developing stage, you sort of develop or invoke the deity, and as not to again cling, grasp to the idea of the existence of the very yidam, then there's accomplished stage. And so as you train your mind toward the developing stage and accomplishing stage both, as you become more familiar, then one learns or also understands the inseparability or the union of the developing and accomplished stage of meditation.
There is a question that I have to ask you about the question of 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 the 딱만 피해야 되래. 기름 코랑랑 되네. 되세일 막건 받세네. 되네. 변한가나 진짜나고. 되네. 능주여 봐라. 되네. 뭐랑 심마 줘 봐지. 되네. 생이요.
And generally, then, when you are doing the developing stage of meditation, that when you visualize the deity, that again, that deity should not be visualized as a solid or concrete made of the flesh, bone, and blood, so to speak, but rather that very deity is like very apparent, visible like a rainbow, yet nothing substantial or concrete like rainbow itself, you know. Yes, sir.
My question is a little unclear to myself. Can you talk about how this relates to post-meditation when you go back to ordinary mind and ordinary circumstances and phenomena?
네, 둔섬급 간책은
다 둔섬급 값으로 아 다 개체슈드들에서 다 변화 검 간대지 되어 있나요? 네, 튼섬수, 네, 트랜시드, 네야디, 다 개선으로 봤어. 곰, 코로나, 접촉을 매나양, 수수계에다, 셈도 트랜시드, 네야디 개선으로 했어. 네, 뱀은 믹스에게 이담을 한다고, 곰, 이나양, 네, 뱀은 안 한다고, 티세요, 이담기, 라이, 나절세요, 라고. 이제, 가서 그래. 어떤 전라고, 네,
기준도,
기준도, 땐토가 이나양으로 했어. 다 이나야 타지도 이담 클라인 이담 시고에 뭐 검신하다 보시 되어 있는 소소 테신
덕대 도는 어떻게 하세요? Whatever form of practice that you are involved in, that the most essential thing that is required would be really mindfulness always, and during the post meditation, and whether you are very much involved in meditation itself. Or that of the Yidam practice, that very mindfulness. And particularly in the Yidam practice, there is what is known as the deity pride that you hold on to. That is that you regard that you are one of the deity that you have visualized. That again, feeling and trust self as a deity, you try to be mindfully hold on to. And so those
they do in the meditation, but 초다 차고다 텐데 찬데다 시다 쿤 텐데 죽스게 아마 이나 지나 이담 사인 가졌을 때
again that the deity pride must be understood as that you have very much quality of that very deity but you do not look like that deity who is wrathful and you are not walking on the street frightening everyone but rather you have that very nature the quality of deity that is the deity
야 근데 저는 이담 체지 안 됐어
Otherwise, that you try to practice deity and you might turn into a horror yourself, you know, to frightening everyone.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
Could we go on with Sandra Pride? As I understand it, you are to really see yourself as the head-on, with your green face and 10 heads and 17 arms. Hmm. 3 feet, whatever. But that you're not to stop there. You're to sit with the quality and have this as a mindfulness. But in reminding oneself of this as one is sitting and coming back to the self as you know, are we not in fact still ingraining the idea of self? And how does one allow oneself who has pride in one's precious human existence to transform that into pride as recognizing oneself as Yidam and still cut through that to the emptiness of being?
당부값을라 말하는 겁니다. 당부값을라 다 내 당부받을 수 있는 그냥 답변은 이담 이인삼바직 텐데직 매발라는 지금 알아봤어 하고 소화 then maybe the kaya maybe the some to change maybe the tendency that the say go I mean the ine that tendency benang ra sam ya ji da yidam ga sa sam ya ji tendency ji go ro bas ina ya ngone ge dandang aran chu ge se ya de ra da yidam ni sam maybe yin sam ba ji yo ro bas de bena yidam dang ra ni ni sam maybe chan ni ye ba de ni sam maybe cha sin na me se yo ma des 아니 문에 그 이름 그 사태라 가서 그 열었으나 이름 그 사이 꽃이 아니 모든 난동 송주 세계 열었어 하고서 와 때문에 이름 그 단다대 송아 가서 그래 아 세나야 대 작동 송주 때문에 톡 대동 송주 세두 대 코란랑 게세요 나와도 동보 송도 주고 세연데 때문에 때나 이름 그 사 임바 직바 임바담 직바 멤버 그 탈렌데 차르스 디게 튼또 온데 아니 인지 민생아 이담 그사 인삼 거야 둔다 가야요 삼 거게요 말 코라 런슈게 나도 손주고 튼또 떠서 이담 다 있나 봐 임버스 둔다 동안 티 코아 티 자고요 알아 이나야 림마도 바르돌라 소소 가다 간삼게 셈비다 티 됐된 거야 그래서
at as a beginner it is quite necessary to have that feeling of even as yourself as ordinary, but rather you have the very nature or quality of Yidam. And therefore, as a beginner, again, not advanced in the meditation, it seemed to be quite necessary to hold on to the idea that you are Yidam, which does contradict in many sense in ultimate speech or an ultimate reality. But the whole
in that process, there must not intend it.
But the whole idea is here to gradually develop toward the ultimate nature, which is in the ultimate nature that Yidam, the quality, the energy, all the knowledge of Yidam is again the inseparable union of clarity and emptiness. So that is the Yidam. And one must understand that the sound are very much the mantras of the Yidam is audible, every sound is audible, yet the very nature of the mantra of the Yidam, and every thought, every conception is again union, inseparable from the blissfulness. So that is ultimate nature, which should be understood as inseparable. But we are not speaking here in the regarding one as Yidam, as the Yidam, and you are two individual and becoming one. But that very nature of clear and emptiness, and that of the mind being the blissfulness is very much your own nature.
That tim malleg bahadula khalakhansam ko sosyo kita.
So until one reaches to that very level of understanding that this every thought is the blissful nature of mind, not only that of the Yidam, but blissful nature of mind. And the Yidam is the union of clarity and emptiness. One as an ordinary, until one gets that level, one do need to feel the inseparability or the Yidam as one, but the ultimate really meaning to such is that Yidam itself, the nature of Yidam itself is clarity and emptiness. Yes? Any more questions?
Yes.
In the practice of the developing stage, how do we create a relationship between our impure perception and the pure nature of the ego? What is the connection? Another way to put the question is, what is the difference between all of these ego? Do they have some special relationship to our impure nature?
Could cancel that it to the chosen and draw kayores? Is a good. Then it chosen it?
Then it take a 10 year old carriers. Consumed down to the cashier. That danger could come in sort of a child. Neon and that you're not to look in that can't head your take it to me.
Tata Teres Tandati Bena Tanda Keran Robertina. Can I yin some beggy? Can I suine? How goes one? Can I suine? Can I yin some beggy? Then a Zimbata, shoot your bass. How goes one? theories. This one's a Hindu, then that bena mitzige yatlani. Oh, Chiran Chiran Mara, Chiran sing it, your Mara, not sing it, Chiran sing it, your Mara, Chuba, your Mara Sena. Any Chiran gay, bena Zimbatige, Chiran members in America, except to your Mara's. How goes one? The Hindu, this one's a that and the Naranzuge, Sangaki, Lamtika Kandis, your Sena. Then Chiran, Chiran Yimbati. Kena red maris kaya sigi yo mari di masebe tola ta bena tap ki tene kena yedam go haje gom sha bales this se du kena yedam go ha de yin sa ba ji kena zim ba de bena yo ma ba che za kena yedam go haje gom tene tende se che yon du tene che dan ke kena nga yin sa be ge zim ba de cho or se ba ta da te re ha ko so sa te kong
For example, that whole idea, if it does not answer your question, please to feel asked question again, that the whole relation of the Yidam practice to our impure perception or impure thought is that, for example, you have at present a very strong notion of who you are. For example, whoever, whatever you are, John, George, or such. So you have that strong fixation of I am that person. If someone says that that person who you believe you are does not exist, to accept that non-existence of yourself or me or whatever you call yourself becomes almost impossible with simply by someone referring that you, George, for example, I'm giving you that name, as does not exist. It's hard for you to accept such. And it is hard to even believe. It's hard for you to accept and believe that if someone says that you do not really exist, but you are existing only because of the interdependent connection, it all becomes very hard for you to accept. Since that whole idea becomes very hard to accept, then instead of not saying that you do not exist at all, that the whole idea of existing or non-existing of you is not discussed, but rather what you think as what you believe as you is regarded as a yidam, with a name of the yidam. So with the belief of the yidam, you somehow lose the contact of yourself, I, or George, that very particular name. So that is the path or the remedy of overcoming that very clinging, grasping to the fixation of yourself. So in order to relay to different methods that there are different deities with different postures and different symbolic characteristics, it is really all those are a means to break through that very pattern.
Yes.
More maybe like the very first question, what is the difference between these deities? Just like I'm George, but someone else is Mary, and someone else is Jack.
Okay.
So does it matter if I'm Mary and Keith and someone else is Jack? They can both practice the same Yidam. How do they choose between thousands of Yidam, boundaries of Yidam?
Yes.
What is the meaning of this?
Yidam Pena tisi yores. Kune pena tang ngaranzo kansa ngaranzo miso sula. Ani ta leg number mi basena yare. Taga na shin ki ta connection se gurbe. Tende ki tone chen du rig man tu sosu yores. Chetang tene yidam tinzu ganga pena rig kashe tene dorjiri kashe rinjengir kashe pemer kashe tene kamagir tende sindamenda yudu. This was Antony Sosuke, Rick Kaimba, Tedan Javaziki, Yedam Gaslazi, Sikuyores, T. Indu, that's all Sosuke led a Kabakayos.
First of all, that one must understand that essentially all Yidams are for one purpose. So there are no difference in all Yidams, that all Yidams are one. There are no differences. But then, as a choosing, a selecting of a Yidam, it has also must be understood as a karmic connection to a particular yidam, and in addition to the understanding of personal
yidam tinzula sosu ketne pena kase gore ta injikel khansi ge dogo aspect samare tenden dammendal tene pena rik dammendal chigi yore yes.
And in addition to the very much a karmic connection at that each individual has some feelings of the aspiration towards different yidam, and particularly one also belongs to a different family of yidam. There are different families such as Vajra family, Padma Lotus family, and so forth. And whatever one feels drawn to, and due to the karmic connection, one very much really selects or chooses as a result of that connection and as a result of being belonging to that very family.
This one's an Hindu. Then that one is having na yidam thi sosu geta nyamne yidam gu nyamne letsa du. Then sosu gela me geta yidam kar nyamne si seva inas.
So therefore, when your practice got to the level where it gets to the choosing of a personal deity, which is known as Yidam, then yourself together with your guru, then the guru selects or the proper, suitable Yidam for the student. Yes.
Is to read through from the bit, starting from the refuge to the visualization, to the point where you create a visualization, you do the mantra, then we stop, we recite the mantra, and then dissolve the visualization, go back to the sadhana, and finish up. Now, although Rupaji didn't talk about this directly, I get the feeling, based on what he's saying, and the process of how Kiran works, that actually it's quite important to go through the three concentrations at the beginning character with the pinyata and the key syllable and the appearance of the deity, at least in the other teachings that I have been given. Doing that character seems to be quite significant and important in the process of the sadhana. But I guess the problem that I've always had with that is that those only come at the very beginning of the sadhana, in maybe two or three lines, maybe one or two lines. And so if one is reading through, it happens very quickly. It doesn't seem as though one is doing justice to that part of the meditation. Is it better to go slowly over that part, or is it better to not worry about it and just go through the way we normally do it, to get to the mantra and then recite?
What how would the case have been this?
No, Kalichi.
That understanding and reciting with a sense of respect, appreciation is really important. Whether you recite fast or slow, that understanding what is very important.
And the Koranga line is one which shed, not Daya Samjima, even got to get him to study with some money. That did catch him rest.
And at the beginning of the mantra, at the developing stage, as again having a very clear idea of what you're doing is very important.
So does that mean that when one is at the very beginning, with the awareness of the emptiness of the awareness, that one spends some time appreciating that. Mm-hmm. Spends a moment appreciating that, and then the light is going back and forth, and then the appearance, you know, does one spend some time crossing over those lines at the beginning of one's not really that used to it before going on with the rest of the description to the deity? Often there's maybe 10, 15 lines which just describe the appearance of the deity, but that's already several stages into the meditation. Mm-hmm. And if one is just reading through, spend too little time on the beginning, the first two steps, and then because one's spending so much time reciting the description, one might be spending more time on the appearance of the deity. I guess the question is appropriate to sort of pause and just stop and think about it, let it sink in, or it's better just to go the same pace through the stuff.
After the refuge prayer and the development of the enlightened mind or bodhicitta, then that you transform everything into emptiness, and out of the emptiness, then according to the deity that you're practicing, you bring or develop the seed syllable and so forth. This all must be visualized and practiced, Rinpoche, think very clearly and stage by stage as it goes from syllable to the transforming the syllable into the actual deity and so forth. It's necessary to do it quite accurately. speed really depending on individual that it is a developing stage. So as you are understanding how it develops, then the speed is fastness or slow is not really the main subject.
Okay.
When I was an infant, I've been mad. I was born with a pure and natural mind. And as I got older, I became more confused and had impure perceptions of the world. Also, kind of natural way to get set up to get to be confused. And I just can't understand how does Buddhist respond to the fact that people don't remain in life or in pure state? Why? What's the whole purpose of becoming enmeshed in all this confusion and impurity?
That's the
point of it.
Could
you elaborate? We did understand at the beginning of your talk question, but at the last maybe two lines was not very clear, so could you make it clear to us?
Confronted with the world as it exists. and everyone goes to that in different ways. Why is that? What's the purpose of going through all that? Just to go back to the point of emptiness or of purity that you have in your being. Isn't there a reason behind all this?
Suffering and confusion. Why
do we have to go through it? Why is it a mess? Yes, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. This is the end of the world. But
this is the end of the world. We are going to get the world. We are going to get the world. We are going to get the world. Then you burrow the Eos can you do my rest? That mena Casaura, Eo, you do my rest in a gay and dune, dune, bana, how cotomato zeremato, bana, that go true, but the true day, you're about to do the true day or rest. Anne, true day or re, then a yina young, then it a dig up so lako, Puchunjo Sonsa, Indu, and then gain the Masona Shirame, and then want to hako to go your mother, Lord Chair, and do what church you do your rest. Then yes, I'm like, then a gom to Japsana. Can a number men I gom Japsu res. The Japsana, they can attend this young Haku or some of those.
Personally, that I feel that there's not really the greater gap or differences between the moment we are born and until present or we are grown up. In the relation to the relation to the pure or impure state of mind. But when we were infant, we were not aware of many things and we regard that as a pure, but when we grow up, that we have many responsibilities and we have many that of the awareness around ourselves, and because of that responsibility and awareness, we think that our mind is being more obscured and becoming impure. So personally, I do not feel that there would be a greater differences from the time we were born as infant and as present. But still, it might be helpful, whether you are Buddhist or not, that anyone, whether one is Buddhist or not, that one can always do meditation. And meditation leads to understand that very question of what you have been asking. So it could be applied to Buddhist or non-Buddhist, and it's advisable that if you put yourself, apply meditation would be helpful.
So I can agree with this.
Do you agree to that?
Okay, good. Oh, yeah. What?
We couldn't hear your voice very well here.
Sorry.
In the Yidam practice, you asked, right?
Excuse me?
What? Could you ask again? I couldn't hear here.
During Yidam practice, if there is a visualization of both male and female, is it understood that the female visualizes more, is more akin to the female counterpart?
Oh, I see.
What
were you saying here? I couldn't hear a lot. Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't hear.
Does a woman practice
differently? Can you hear?
Yes, you can.
Does a woman visualize
yes,
visualization differently
and concentrate on
the female aspect of
the visualization differently than I would as So what is your question then?
The question is that if I'm a male practitioner, mm-hmm. visualizing the yin practice, which is Yao Yu, she's asking if I were a male practitioner visualizing, does he focus on the yang? And whereas if a woman practitioner is practicing the same Yab-yum,
that
she focus on you, on being you.
And
he just do it individual practitioner.
Right.
Putting their main focus on that.
And then she's saying that, like, Kala Chakra. So you have asked to do that? To focus on the female? Oh, I see. 지난 듣는 요한 말했다. 텐데스 요 말했어. 텐데스 가야 요 말에 다 변화 대하고 또는 텐데스 믹스에 가야 요 말했어. 근데 변화 다 야윤 독수제 공부이나 또 이름 거 사고랑 강의 말에 검사를 했어. 변화 다 파문을 보지나 또 이름 유물 봐. 근데 이제 유물도 또 지금 공부고요 그랬어. 근데 변화 다 가서 오래 얍 쪼어 보지나 유물들 트이나 또 검사도 얍 검. 텐데스레 마도 나 코메다 텐데일 때네 텐데스 미스카요 말레스
it really has nothing to do with the practitioners whether you are female or male. That very practice that you are doing, if the main deity there is male, that you visualize yourself male. If the main deity there is a female like a Vajrayogini, then man also visualizes a female. So it all depends on the main deity aspect, not much of the who the practitioner is, male or female.
And then you know, kashi, then a dagje dan dunje tene. 근데 당기 공부 값으로 또 다네 가서 그래 이압도 공부해야 된 눈기 공부 값으로 야윤 시아준다고 이는 용 공부해야 된대요 그래서 이네한테 포문이 일 간주요 말했어.
And however, in some practice that in the self visualization and the frontal visualization, that self visualization again the principal deity being the yab or the masculine, and the frontal visualization again feminine, you have to visualize self as male and frontal as female. So it all really depends upon each and every different practice.
Yeah. Okay,
in the Yidam practice, we start out taking refuge, and we're seeing the Triple Gem in the 3 weeks before us taking refuge in front of them. Do we develop that and dissolve that as well, or is it just do we just pay respect or appreciation to that before we get into the actual Yidam practice?
Mixage Duna Tanda Ti Tiris, that is all chocolate on the grace. Then the chocolate given Rabuchina, then they give you ten the chain drene, then it was chair your grace. Then Chilang two Jundu, Takas or Choga, Junjin Ravina, then the mixed in the Jebuchin, then this Kango, your money, Susu Taga, Takuncho, some Tanta, some Jibu, the Jepson Draw, some Jet, Mother Mixe, dissolves the Kango, your money. Jebuina, Jebuchin, the Matinda Yorges.
It really depends upon the form of sadhana, that the elaborate, the detailed sadhana is a very complete and detailed, and therefore there is the visualization of the three roots and dissolving of the three roots. But the regular sadhana that we do is a very much short form, and in that form, when you're taking refuge, you simply believe the existence of the three root, and there's no need or no formation of dissolving that, because it's a very much short form of sadhana.
Yeah, that's all for today.
Thank you.